And then when you leave Yontov, you go to Nomenocha. So since it's going in Dargos, it's smaller steps, there's no problem for the Neshami Seir. So we explained it in the Neshami Seir. Where Motcha Saxon pointed out, in the Rani never actually mentions the word Neshami Seir. The Rani never actually mentions the word Neshami Seir. It seems to just say something about steps. I said, okay, but we can use it to answer the Rashbam. I did see yesterday, the Maram Chalava brings the Rashbam and says it's because of Neshami Seir. And he asks on the Rashbam the question of Tosfos that says it can't be Neshami Seir because what are you going to do about Yontif? And therefore he says a completely different teretz and he says the Ram. That means he's not coming, not in the Mahalach of Neshami Seir. A new idea that the reason why we need to have a big, we need to have somim is for your body to adjust from pure menucha to work, your body needs a certain extra dose of chizuk. If you go in dargos, if you go in stages, then your body doesn't need that chizuk. So not in Neshami Seir, just your body itself needs that. So it could very well be that's chat in the Ran. The Ran in the Chalam is not because of Neshami Seir, it's because he's learning like Ram Chalam.
But it says for some it doesn't benefit the goods.
Right, so according to this, you have to say, it does give a certain strength to your goof. Yeah. We explained it with Neshami Seir a moment. Okay, so that's one hour which came out over Shabbos.
Couldn't you say because the Neshami Seir leaves, the goof needs?
Yeah, you could say it.
It's like, but it's connected. Why would...
But the Ram Chalav himself doesn't seem to be going anything to do with Neshami Seir. He asked
not
him,
assumed.
Not because of Neshami Seir, just because your... change the change from full work to thing. All right, so that's our based on what we learned last week. Memeches Kinyan Toya for today is last week we learned about Ohuv, a person has to be loved, and this week is a lot of Oyhevs, a person has to love, not to be loved, but has to love. Oyhev is a Brios, Oyhev is a Mokim, those are two. A person has to love the Ribbono Shel Olam. A person loves the Ribbono Shel Olam and he'll learn Torah Lishma. If somebody learns Torah Lishma, Hashem is mezakeim with Giluyim in the Torah. The reason is very simple. Somebody who learns Torah Lishma, and we'll see that's coming up also in one of the next Memches Kinyanei Torah, he's not doing it for his own ego. So if he has a good vort, he's not going to say, oh, I was Machadosh Sadden Chiddush. No, this is purely Ribbono Shel Olam. So Meila, the Hashem's happy to give him as many as Giluyim in the Torah as he wants because he knows he's not going to take it all for his own credit, rather because in order to enhance the Torah. And Oyev Esabrios is the flip side of that. In order for a person to be able to learn or to give over, he has to love the Brios. A person who loves the Brios will be loving to be able to give over the Torah to other people. And therefore, it's also in order to become a lambda. It's scalti, like we learned from the Talmidim, Meisim Mikulam, a person will learn from his Talmidim more than anything else. If he loves his Bris, he loves giving over to other people, and therefore will be able to learn more Torah. The next one is, it's not really today, is Over Teichochos. I think it's very connected to it. Over Teichochos means that a person doesn't mind getting rebuked. That's one shot. Doesn't mind getting rebuked because he knows it's all for his best. Somebody who gets all insulted and he'll never be able to learn that way. He learn a pshat and the Rebbe tells him it's the wrong pshat and he gets all insulted about it and so he goes off in a huff. So he hasn't able to learn. So maybe that's matzad echad. But the person who the Mefarshim say it's also the other way around. Oivis teichochos lashon rabbim is he also likes to give. He also likes to give rebuke. Means like this. There are some people that just like to criticize. It doesn't mean that. It means there are people who, I used to have people like that in Kollel, who I live myself, I see people doing something wrong, it's their business, I'm living for myself. And that's not an emistik in Mahalach. If a person's able to be madrich somebody else, and he means it well for the other guy, then that is what's expected from Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael even said it. But I think it's connected with Oyev Esabrios. There's no way a person can give rebuke to somebody else if he doesn't love him first. That the old Mephoshim say already, not on the Mishnah, but Stam and Lusisnes Achiches Bilvecho, Achich Techech Samisecho. You have to love somebody in order to in order to be able to give him rebuke. I once heard from Rabbi Leff, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was from him. It says, no, it wasn't from him. I take it back. It was not from Rabbi Leff. But it was always good vow anyway. But it says that when Yaakov Avinu came to the rock and to the well, and the rock was on the well, so he starts talking to the shepherds. And first thing he says, Achai, my brothers, where are you from? And then he starts telling them, Esau's man, well, why are you sitting here? You should be giving your letting your sheep graze. So what's the Agdom of Achai? So I heard this idea that in order to, he was about to give him Musa. In order to give it, he has to first build a relationship. Yeah, my brothers, how are you doing? Yeah, and then after that you can. Yeah, that's the Aleph basis, be Oyevisa Brius, and then you can be an Oyev Esatei Chichus. Tov, this week, Barashas Bamidbar, a new Chumash and a new Limud in Avi Psochim. This Limud in Avi Psochim, the more I dig, the bigger it gets. It's Baruch Hashem, this sugya which we're going to be starting is rather big. We have to learn two mesechtas for it. We have to learn a sugya in Psochim, but we'll have to learn a sugya in Brachas as well, in order to be able to be koinit. So where we're going to start today is, we're going to start from Rabbi Yaakov Abba. Rabbi Yaakov Abba, Ikla. We have to go to Kimota La'Avduli. Kimota La'Avduli is just under halfway down the next page. Kimota La'Avduli. So you can put a big full stop there. Kimota La'Avduli, that's the next week's limud. Or if we finish this week's by this week. So we have to do that from there till there. Before we go to see a Gemara in Brachas, we have to do Gemara Rashbam. Don't see any taste at the end. Yeah, Gemara Rashbam. Till there. Kimota le Kimota Labduri. Till there. The sugya is, as we mentioned on Thursday, the sugya is, what's the halacha if somebody's decided to bench? Is he allowed to continue drinking or eating? What's the halacha with that? So that's this sugya. Somebody was eating a meal, he came to benching, he decided he's going to bench. What's the halacha? Are you allowed to continue eating or not? So you have to see the Rashbam, all the Rashbam, before you decide anything else. All the Rashbam till Kimata Abduli. And then think to yourself, when it comes after I've decided to bench, according to the Rashbam, are you allowed to continue eating? If I do want to continue eating, am I allowed to bechlal? Or maybe I'm allowed to only if I make a new bracha. Okay, that's the shaila which we have to decide from the Rashbam. We came, we finished bench, we got to bench, we decided to bench. So you're not allowed to continue eating. You're not allowed to continue eating. Does it mean you're not allowed to continue eating bechlal? Or does it mean you're not allowed to continue eating without a bracha? But you can make a new bracha and go right. Huh? And before you see tases, don't see tases yet. Then see the riff. The riff is not very much of it, just a little bit of the riff. The riff is on, in my Gemaras, it's on Daf.
Which page? Hey, Gemal?
I'll tell you in a second where it is. Here, Daf Chaf Aleph in mine. No, you were good, you were good, you were good. Where is your riff?
That's what I was.
Here's your riff.
Oh.
This is your riff. Right? That's Rabbein Nissen Zeran, and the riff is the middle.
Just the middle. Rabbein
Nissen. Page Samach Aleph in that one, and page Chaf Aleph in mine.
Samach Aleph.
Yeah. In Samach Aleph in the more fancy ones, and Chaf Aleph in the old fashioned ones.
Okay, and so how it works here, Rabbi?
This is the riff.
That's the riff in the middle.
This is. So Amemo Mazutra. From Amemo Mazutra. Till the two dots.
Kuf Gimel on the base where it says here.
From Amemo Mazutra. Right. From Amemo Mazutra till the two dots.
Till two dots.
You do the Gemara there, and then again. And then again, ask yourself the same question, okay? So you've done the Gemara with the Rashbam, You've learned the Rashbam and you ask yourself, the Gemara says you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink after you've decided to bench. What's included in that? Does it mean that you're not allowed to eat bechlal, or does it mean you just can't eat without a bracha?
These two dots.
And then you learn, a meim or mazucha. No, not so far. Not so far. And
that's what it is. Now another two dots.
Mishti.
Here we are.
Two dots.
In
where?
It's a bit complicated because there's two different neskoyes here we have in Agamars. 1 second. Till the kaiman and kamazucha. Till here. Till over here. Okay, till the kaiman.
Till
the kaimanan.
In our Gemara, it's Tola
Tzibot.
Okay? So that is the story. That's Gemara, Rashbam, Rif. Just a Nekudah and a Rif to see. And then, once you've understood the Gemara, Rashbam, and the Nekudah of the Rif, then we have to learn a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas is the Daf Mem Aleph Omid Beis. I'll print it out and I'll bring it in order we should have a bit life easier. I'll go out now.
I'll print the run
and the rift together as well. And that's our Veda. We have a lot to work on. I'll let you start. I'm just going to go and do some photocopying.
So, Gemara Rashbam.
It should take you a bit of time anyway. And then the rift. And then I'll give you the Rachas.
Okay.
Rachas from base. And then we'll be able to start learning properly together. You don't really want me to start telling you. Shut the sugar before you grant it. I don't really believe that.
What's the definition of decided to bench?
Tom, you don't want me to tell you that either.
Okay.
It's in the book.
It's all in the book.
Yeah. He says you have a Becher, Mamro.
Tom, I'm going out. I'll be back.
I'll see with the Becher. If the Becher is the Rashbam or.
It's a story, it's a wonderful story. They're in someone's house. When you're tending to, when they make a statement.
It's just an answer. From where? From here to here. From here to here.
Rafi, how many shows?
What?
Did you have a good show?
Still going on. I gotta make up Dalam I'm starving.
Yaknanas.
Got tied up with Yaknanas. They threw me out.
All the cellular technology is made in Israel. Why is it that it takes so long to connect? Everything's exported, huh?
It's just like all the medical breakthroughs are here, and I can't get an appointment to have my toe checked. This is you'll see everybody with the work
on the first one. Okay. Okay.
So he went to the house of Rabbah to visit.
Chazia.
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 Morning sunshine.
Chazia. He saw.
Oh.
Yeah, how you doing?
Dvorecha bora pri agefen. Dvorecha. Just a minute.
He saw him do bora pri agefen.
Well, enjoy yourself. And when you come back, we have a lot of work to do.
Achasar come on his first cup.
All right, have a fun
yeah,
day.
Yeah, I have notes.
We did this.
It's in your other book, you'll see. On his first cup. Achasar come.
Oh, that part, yeah. How do you know the cup of Shiva?
Okay. Now, Chazer. Chazer. What's Chazer? What's
Oh, he saw him make a bracha, borei pri agafim.
Don't give me in English. We're also going to include it. So give me what the bracha means in the context of the thing.
You said chazeh saw. He saw.
No, what's the bracha?
To make a bracha. He made a bracha.
Not bracha. The bari.
The bari.
Now, okay.
Oh, you want to remind Nukedot?
No, the bari. The bari, borei pri agafim.
Okay.
Aksa kama
on the first cup.
Aksa kama. The kada. Baruch aksa.
Then he returned and made a bracha.
Baruch aksa. De berachta. Aksa de berachta. De berachta kama. The kada.
Are you sure?
Devirchata. I have Devirchata and I have a note on it that I wrote Berkat HaMazon. But he made another bracha. Berech Aksa Debracha. He made a bracha on the cup of bracha. Wait, maybe it's a Rosh
Hashanah. He's sure, sir. He drank.
Read the first two Rosh Hashanah. Four lines up in the white, from the bottom. Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Abba, Ikla, and Shabbat. It was Shabbos. Kedamina, Lekamya.
Shabbos Kaba Kedamina, Lekamya, like we said later, it was Shabbos. Kimata,
Kimata,
Kimata le Abdule, Kimata le Abdule. When he came for to do Abdullah,
Matas came to.
Kimata came. That's a reach.
Right,
Abdullah. Yeah, came. Alma, the sea. The Meikora said, "Uda Shabbos beyom chayu ochlin." That you see, Meikora, he was sitting this
originally as Shabbos beyom.
Beyom. Okay, Aksa, Abba, Iklo lebeirab.
Ah,
so you didn't got it, no?
Yeah, we did. We read it.
No?
Yep. Hadar, Berech, Aksa, Devirchata.
No. It's different. Lost one.
What?
Rabbi Yaakov, Abba.
Two words. Aksa, Devirchata.
Aksa, Devirchata. They didn't have it.
We did read it.
Where?
After the word Hadar, Berech. Two words. Aksa, Devirchata.
Very good. I said the Braksa.
We did this, you and I. I said this. I don't remember, no? That's why I wrote.
Birkas HaMazon, Berach Alav. On this glass, he did Birkas HaMazon with his soul. At the end, Uriah Goffin, Moshe Hanosim.
In other words, he did it at the end when he gets out of Avdol.
That's great.
Oh, wait. Avdallah. To the first cup was Avdallah. He didn't say what the first cup was. It has to be right. He did Avdallah first. No, what was it? I don't know.
No, what do you mean Avdallah? I mean, he
used it. Is that the first cup had to be on something. No.
What is it? So tell me what it was.
Oh, you mean it's like 4 hours in between?
Shabbos Shabbos. Rabbi Yaakov, but Abba Iklo Elibei Rabbo Shabbos Shabbos. When he says to Abdullah, Alma, the Meikora, Suda Shabbos Bayom, Hayu Ofer. That Meikora, they were sitting the Chuda Shabbos Bayom. In other words, the day Suda. They were sitting the day Suda. Right? And after this, what happened after this? Barik Akosa de Berkosa. Akosa de Berkosa. Birka Samozon. He came to the end of the Suda, right? So he did on the Kos. Birka Samozon. Berach Elav. Okay. The Birkosa. Birkos HaMazon. That's what's caused the Birkos HaMazon. Now, Berach Alav, the Besov, for every Agoven,
like we
ah, no, after the Suda. And he said after this, for every Agoven, like we do.
Okay, so what was the first cup on? That's what I want
to know.
We first start so he made Bar Berkava Aksa Kama. He made on the first cup. And afterwards he returned and did Berkat HaMazon. What was that first cup?
The Barak Bar Berkava.
The
did
Kiddush. No, Kiddush. No, that's the Suda. It's the day.
No.
That's Bar Berkava.
Fourth
last time. They think Shabbos.
And the second cup, 6 hours later? 5 hours later?
Why is it? No, it's not Abdullah getting involved. Wait.
Well, he didn't do Kiddush on the Suda Shishi. He did it in the morning?
They eating Shabbos Suda.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Now he's and now he's doing Abdullah.
No,
Shabbos.
No, does he buy that?
Oh, so Kiddush and Berkat HaMazon. Oh,
okay.
I got you. Keep going. So back to the Gemara.
Rabbi gave a hakla le Rabbi Chazed the Barek for every agor. Okay. Aksa kam. The first one. The Chada. Barek Aksa. The Berkosa.
So that one was Berkat HaMazon.
And he say that's true. Aksa the Berkosa. Okay.
Ishte is his wife.
The Ishte. What does this mean for Ishti? I don't know.
Was it wrong?
Yeah. Look it up in Aramaic.
Because
of Ishti.
He did not malay anything. Brecha was in the box, huh?
Where he says, Hablav and Levarach, Hablav and Ishtay?
But Ishtay means they drunk.
It means let us drink.
And he drank from
it. And he drank from it. And he drank from it. So he ate all in. Why did he do all of this? In other words, why did he do maybe two courses, right? That one, you did the bracha once, zina, once it's happened. Be reish galusa, like the kent of the reish galusa. Chachi abdina. That's how we did. Omar lei. Tidang Beresh Galuso, the Chaki Avi, the Sofak Maisilan, Sofak Lo Maisilan. Okay, Sofak, not Sofak.
There's Safek I have.
The what?
There's Safek Maise. Would bring, Maise is would bring. He would pause and he would bring Lan. He would pause and bring, he would pause and not bring.
Oh my God, that's the main fact. I have to get this to tomorrow. Okay, let me see. Okay, Avdin, Amrinei. Just one more time. So, okay, Amrinei. So, Vishti, okay. Now, who is Amrinei? Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba Ikloi.
So they did. Rabbi. They were just good. Rabbi Yaakov is asking Rava. These are all questions on Rava. So, why do you do things?
So Yaakov asking Rava. Rabbi Yaakov. Lama lecha kulehai. Why did all of this? Chabarichlan. What's Chabarichlan mar? Chadazimna.
Said once for us.
Chabarichlan mar Chadazimna. That they did for us once, one time.
Yeah.
What did for us what? What's that, Aramaic?
He said, okay, Amalek. Rav Yaakov Bar Abba said to him, Namalek Kulehai, why'd you do all this? Ha Barech Lan Mar Chada Zimna, the master already received one blessing for us.
In other words, he already said,
he already made a bracha for us. Yes.
Right? So why he did all of this? So Amalek, so the Rav answered back, Amalek. That came once to do Reish Galusa, Kache Avdina. That's how he did. Reish Galusa did this way. That's what I'm doing. You know, I did on first class and second class. Omar Leish, Rabbi Yaakov tell him back. Tina, Be Reish Galusa, Be Kache Avid. I mean, it's according to Reish Galusa, it's okay that he did this way. The Sofek Maisilai, Sofek Lo Maisilai. In other words, that something he can do this way, so he cannot do this way. Chacha chamana kosa kaman badaitan alivoi.
Professor Gmaite, he doubted whether they would bring more or not. They read someone else.
Exactly. Over there, they know.
So they don't know, so you make a problem.
So therefore, over there, you do exactly. Right. But here, Omale, Ana Avde.
The first cup of Vedite, so we knew it.
Right. Kital Midi Dirav.
Oh, I have to stop. What's going on with it?
Over here, Kasa came on the first cup. We knew.
So how could he have the suffix? He's going to bring in the wine. That was the only reason I had the suffix.